the no-nonsense examination of spiritual pathfinders. Spirituality, that seemingly illustrious journey you all love to sing praises about, has become a circus, with more than its fair share of clowns making a mockery of this sacred path. It's time we face this stark reality head-on. The naive believers. Let's begin with the naive believers, the spiritual infants, if you will. Here's a newsflash. Faith isn't about swallowing spiritual doctrines like pills for instant salvation. You're so busy gulping down every spiritual aphorism thrown your way that you fail to chew on its meaning or digest its essence. Ever heard of discernment? It's the little voice in your head that prevents you from falling into the pit of dogma. Wake up. Don't be a puppet manipulated by the strings of spiritual illusion. These spiritual seekers are characterized by an unwavering faith, an unquestioning acceptance of spiritual teachings. This steadfast belief may sometimes lead them astray, as they can be easily manipulated or deceived. They might fall victim to false prophets or misleading doctrines because they lack the discernment to separate spiritual truth from illusion. While their faith is admirable, it's crucial that they develop a sense of critical thinking to protect themselves from manipulation and exploitation. The arrogant intellectuals. Next up, the arrogant intellectuals. Their lofty degrees and intellectual prowess have inflated their ego so much that it clouds their view of spirituality. You've got all these fancy letters after your name, but you can't comprehend anything that transcends your logical framework. Spirituality isn't a mathematical equation to be solved or a scientific theorem to be proven. It's an experiential journey that transcends the confines of rationality. So, drop that ego and allow yourself to explore beyond the realm of the five senses. The egoistic intellectual is often highly educated and knowledgeable, yet disbelieves everything spiritual. Their rejection of spiritual ideas may stem from a strict reliance on empirical evidence or perhaps an underlying ego that prevents them from accepting anything that can't be objectively proven or logically explained. This skepticism, though valuable in some situations, can limit their spiritual growth as they close themselves off to the potential benefits of spiritual practices and teachings. The egoistic intellectuals, or the self-appointed judges of spiritual merit, have a habit of swiftly dismissing any teaching that doesn't fit neatly within their rigid frameworks of belief. They operate under the illusion of thought, but in reality, they're doing little more than perpetuating their existing biases and narratives. They think they're engaged in profound analysis, scrutinizing every spiritual doctrine with their rational lens. But what they're doing is an intellectual sleight of hand. The moment a teaching threatens to shatter their preconceived notions, they dismiss it, conveniently labeling it as irrelevant or nonsensical. This isn't true thinking. It's nothing more than intellectual stubbornness hiding behind the guise of rational inquiry. Real thinking involves challenging your beliefs, not reinforcing them. It requires you to venture beyond your intellectual comfort zones, not fortify them. But alas, these egoistic intellectuals are more interested in preserving their ego than in seeking truth. The fearful cowards. Moving on, let's talk about the spiritual cowards, those who are always quaking in their boots, too terrified to delve into the unknown. They're like deer caught in the headlights, frozen in fear at the crossroads of spiritual discovery. You're so occupied with your comfort zones that you fail to realize the immense growth that lies beyond it. Grow a spine. Stop dithering at the edge of fear and take the plunge into the ocean of spiritual enlightenment. The fearsome seekers, those who live in the shadow of the unknown and are paralyzed by fear when confronted with spiritual mysteries. They might yearn for a deeper understanding but are too terrified to tread the unexplored paths that lead to spiritual enlightenment. Their fear confines them to a spiritual comfort zone, restraining their progress towards self-realization. The self-serving decoders. And now, for the self-serving decoders, the manipulators who distort spiritual teachings to suit their self-made narratives. You're like counterfeit artists, producing fake copies of the spiritual truth to justify your actions. You hide behind the facades of distorted wisdom, contorting teachings into self-serving scripts. Get this straight. Spiritual teachings are not your escape routes or safety nets, they are mirrors reflecting your true self. Stop deceiving yourself and face the uncomfortable truth. Misguided comfort seekers represent a group who misinterpret spiritual teachings, often twisting them to validate their own actions or inactions. They distort meanings and create narratives that offer personal comfort or absolution, regardless of whether their interpretation aligns with the original intent of the teaching. While they may feel temporarily reassured, this manipulation of spiritual wisdom can stunt their personal growth and leave them detached from the true essence of spirituality. The genuine seekers. Amidst this spiritual circus, there are the genuine seekers, those who truly grasp the essence of the journey. They aren't here for the show, but for the ride. They don't just repeat the teachings like parrots. They internalize them, live them, become them. They don't dismiss spirituality as an illusion or an ego trip, but see it as a tool for self-discovery and cosmic understanding. You, the genuine seekers, are the silver lining in this spiritual cloud. The true seeker, however, represents the epitome of spiritual evolution. This individual internalizes teachings, reflecting upon them critically and experimenting with their application. They don't blindly follow doctrines nor dismiss them outright. Instead, they test the teachings in the crucible of their daily lives, learning through experience. This approach transforms spirituality from a mere concept into a living, breathing aspect of their existence. These true seekers understand that spirituality isn't about uncritical acceptance or outright rejection, but a journey of constant learning, reflection, and growth. Their wisdom lies in their ability to learn, not only from texts and teachers but also from the laboratory of life itself. They are the ones who truly embody spirituality, seeing it as an ongoing exploration of the self and the universe, an unending quest for truth and enlightenment. So here it is, unfiltered and unadorned. Spirituality isn't a quick fix, a trend, or an excuse to hide your ignorance or fear. It's an enduring pursuit of wisdom, a relentless journey of self-exploration, learning, and growth. Your choices are clear. Be a gullible believer, an egotistic intellectual, a fearful coward, or a self-serving decoder. Or rise above and truly seek, learn, grow, and experience the profound essence of spirituality. Choose wisely. Remember, this isn't a spiritual cakewalk. It's a demanding battlefield, navigable only by the bravest of souls.